small piles in
the... Yeah. They used to have been baited. Lots of times they'd haul and put around a pole in a field.
What was that called?
Haystack.
Haystack?
Yeah.
Did you ever see one that was covered when they couldn't get it all in the barn, maybe? Maybe had four poles and a sliding roof?
Yeah.
On it? You know what that was called?
No. But we always put our most of when I come over to cut hay, they had, you know, that they hauled it in.
Yes,
lots
yes.
of times they didn't bale it. When the balers come in, they'd haul it just put it in the barn loose, you know.
Yeah.
Till they got balers, then they got balers, a mule, baled it with a mule.
I see.
You feed the bale with a mule, of course, they got all this other new equipment and everything. And then they'd haul it in and just stack it. When they couldn't bale it, they just haul it and put it in the crib and they'd take a pitchfork before they put it out. And then they'd take this big old pole and stand it up, you know. And put hay stack it all around that, and you put a little fish around it, so the cat, that fall, they take that down, the cows would go down easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when you cut it, you got your first cut maybe in the early in the summer,
yeah.
and then...
Well, later on, you get another. If it rained enough, you'd get second cutting, but if it didn't, you didn't.
I see. You just call that second cutting?
Yeah, you call that the second cutting.
Okay. Now, when you went out in the spring, and you were... Let's see, say the dead hay in the field, what you call it? Do you have a name for that?
No, obviously it would pile all that under, you know, and burn it off most of the time.
Burn it off?
Burn
yeah.
it off.
They don't let people burn anymore, do they?
No. But they used to burn that way, but they don't now. But they used to, you know, they'd go in the cornfield and take the fire, you know, because they had a rail fence, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd go in and burn that off. You'd have to fight the fire around the edges, keep burning up the fence.
Yeah.
You know.
Tell me about what type of fences you had.
Rail fences. Strip rail fences.
I see. They were like what? Did they go all the way up?
Or? Yeah. You see, they'd go in the wood that they cut for a big tree, you know, and it had an 8 foot top, that's what it was. 12. 12 foot long rail. And they'd split that into pieces, you know, about that big, what you call, and then they'd make a fence, you know, we zigzag it kind of like this, you know, and stack it on top of that little high as you want it.
The handrail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they have a little extension at the top of the rail that maybe they didn't put the rails too high just to keep the cows from going out? You didn't?
Well, it's going to have, they made them high enough nothing couldn't jump them, you know. If you was going to have around the field, maybe just have a little place they didn't care, they wouldn't move the pictures so high. But in the field, you know, they'd be about this high. So nothing couldn't get in and out, you know, when you stopped, couldn't get in and out to you.
Now, what other types of fences might you have?
Well, that's most of what we all had when I come over. It was a rail fence.
I see.
Yeah.
But now they got the type.
Oh, barbed wire and everything else now. So what? I reckon people wouldn't know what a split rail was now.
Yeah.
These young people. Everything.
Did you have to dig holes for the
post? Post just put wire. If you have to dig holes to put posts in.
I see.
Like we have around our fields here.
Yeah.
But then when I come on time, we didn't have nothing but a rail fence.
Yeah.
And you better not go climbing the deer if they caught you climbing and pulling the rails off you.
Yeah. Well, around the house you might have a what? What kind of fence is that out there? That's a good-looking fence. How long has that been up there?
Graveyard fence.
Graveyard fence?
That's right.
That's the kind of fence they used to put around graves.
Yes, sir.
And, then when they're down here in the cemetery, when they get away with all those old fences, so they could mow it when they got mowers.
Yeah.
Or they could mow it while they're in that. They get away with all those old fences.
Huh.
And I bought them and put it around here.
That's a good idea, I guess.
And then, when we come on, you had a plank fence around the yard.
Okay, can you explain that to me?
Well, it was just made out of about 12 inches wide, the plank was. Cut out of a pine tree, lumber. Came to the mill and had it sold. And they put up posts like you talked about with wire, you know,
on
to be plank, you know, and they had this one come to wire and then wire and wire higher than you wanted. That's what you call a plank fence.
Oh, was that the same thing as did things come up and sharpen off at the end?
No, they didn't come up sharp, but you could picture there as won't you? Most of ours was just plain long piece of, you know, eight exact that long, and then they join onto a post.